And welcome to the Prayer Closet. Good morning. I'm April in for Tommy this morning. And the Prayer Closet is the time that we come to you each and every week to present your requests to the Lord and to come together corporately to be able to pray with each other. Do you realize that when you put your prayer request in, number one, it's anonymous. But the cool thing is when that hits the airwaves, there are so many people listening who are praying and coming alongside with you. How cool is that? So if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, we want to hear those praise reports as well. You can call 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email us at prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. Well, since it is the prayer closet, let's go ahead and start the show off in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for the opportunity to serve and to come alongside our listeners. We just pray that whatever it is that they're going through right now, that they would have the courage to step out and to say, yes, I want people to come alongside me and just be able to either phone in or email in their prayer request and their praise reports, Lord, and know that their answer is coming. Maybe not in the way that they thought, but their answer is coming, Lord. So we just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we give this show to you. We give the topic to you, and we just lay everything in your feet. In your name, amen. So this has kind of been something that's been a little bit on my mind, and I was actually just talking to Kevin, our intern, about this off air, and it's kind of funny because when I was pulling up some stuff to talk today about grace, which is what we're talking about, it was funny that I saw the verse of the day that Kayla gave, and it kind of goes very loosely along with what I'm going to be talking about. So that was really cool. Got to love that confirmation there. But it's something that like Tommy and Jeff were even talking about yesterday with like the whole pothole thing and extending that grace. And it's something that we've been talking about a lot here behind the scenes as well, is extending grace to each other, not only in our own camp here behind the scenes of Yes FM, but to each other corporately too. And when we have a culture that is like it is now, where pretty much everybody is at each other's throats. So we're going to talk about extending grace. And I found this really cool devotional, and it's part of Crew, which is a fantastic organization. And we have a lot of pockets of Crew here in the Toledo area. And so this was written by Larry Thompson. And Larry is or was a missionary. And the title of this is called Why We Should Extend Grace to Others. So when I'm talking about this, I'm talking kind of like in third person. This is Larry's perspective, which I thought was really cool. So here we go. Let's delve in. One of the most frequent reasons missionaries return home is due to interpersonal conflicts. When one of our American missionary women first arrived in Eastern Europe many years ago, I asked about her previous experience. She told me that after finishing college, she'd worked 2 years with a small mission in Africa where she taught school for the children of missionary families. That must have been a wonderful experience, I said. Oh no, she replied. It was awful. She explained that ministry with children was great, but living on the mission compound was awful due to infighting between the missionary families. Within 2 years, the conflict had become so serious the mission center closed down. The closing created a domino effect that closed other mission centers and tragically led to the folding of the mission. Growing strong in God's grace. What happened? Why do people who love the Lord and wanted to make him known make choices that led to such heartache? The answer is that those families fail to live according to God's grace. Unfortunately, this story is repeated often, and not only on the mission field, but also in the lives of individual Christians and their churches. And it could happen to us. As Easter season approaches, and I thought this is so appropriate because we are in the season of Lent and Easter, I believe that all of us need to take a fresh look at God's grace and how to grow strong in the grace that comes from the cross. I first began thinking about this topic several years ago while memorizing the first few verses of 2 Peter. Verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you." So what does it mean to have grace multiplied to you? Well, I began to ask myself that question. It occurred to me that many of the epistles mentioned something of grace and peace in their opening and in their opening greetings. I looked at 2 Timothy 2, which begins with Paul's admonition to Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So what does it mean to be strong in grace, I wondered. Of course, I understand and can give the definition of grace, God's unmerited favor. And I can even give the clever acrostic of grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, G-R-A-C-E. But what does it mean in the experimental issue, in the experimental sense? How can we live according to grace and avoid the mistakes of that mission compound? I began searching for some deeper yet practical insight into what it means to be strong in grace. The answer I discovered was quite down to earth. We grow strong in grace when we understand God's unconditional forgiveness of us and then learn to unconditionally forgive others. Let me say that again, you guys. We grow strong in grace when we understand God's unconditional forgiveness of us and then learn unconditionally to forgive others. Well, that goes beyond that. Understanding the cross. And now Easter rolls around just once a year. We should, in reality, celebrate Easter every day by reflecting on what Christ did for us. Christ's death on the cross is more than just an event in history or symbol of Christianity. It represents the very foundation of God's grace. Let me say that one more time. It represents the very foundation of God's grace. If we hope to grow strong in grace, we must develop a deeper, more personal appreciation for what Christ did on the cross. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. His love for us is unconditional. We do not earn his grace. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Salvation and God's forgiveness is a free gift. We don't deserve it. Though once we were enemies of God, according to Colossians 1:21 and 22, now through his shed blood, we are set free and reconciled to him. He canceled out the certificate of punishment and death against us through his shed blood on the cross. This is only a sampling of what God reveals to us in his word about the meaning of the cross. We need to continually study the scriptures to understand deep in our souls just what Christ did for us. We deserve nothing, yet through the cross, God gave us everything. We deserve nothing, yet through the cross, God gave us everything. Guys, this is grace. I personally begin virtually every prayer time, whether privately or in a group, with an expression of my deep appreciation to God for redeeming me. I spend time thinking and reflecting on his redemption of me. He sought me out when I was in rebellion, and he brought me unto himself, and I am deeply grateful. Indeed, this attitude of gratitude should be the foundation of our worship and service. And as trite as that sounds, attitude of gratitude, you guys, something to ponder upon. Giving grace to others. Here's where we come to the meat and potatoes, you guys. God wants us to grow strong in giving grace to others. Giving grace to another person is simply to forgive them unconditionally, just as God forgave us through Christ. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's Colossians 3:13. Just as we don't deserve God's forgiveness, someone you may know does not deserve yours. But it doesn't matter. We are still commanded to forgive them. In our family, when we apologize to one another, we don't just say, I'm sorry. Rather, we make sure that each person specifically admits what he did wrong and then specifically asks forgiveness for that wrong. The person forgiving must reply with a specific, I forgive you, instead of saying, oh, it's okay. No, it wasn't okay. It was wrong. It is, however, forgiven. As we have trained our children, we've sought to teach them the true meaning of forgiveness and to see that even though a person is wrong, you can still forgive them and apply grace to the person who wronged you. The opposite of forgiving can become tragic. We see tragedy in the case of the mission center and much too often in individual relationships, the workplace, and even in the church. There is no middle ground with forgiveness, you guys. We either apply God's grace or we follow a road towards bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 tells what happens when we fall short of grace. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Not forgiving means to fall short of the grace of God, and that results in bitterness. A root of bitterness doesn't destroy the other person, but instead destroys ourselves and the closest to us, just as it destroyed the mission compound in Africa. God's far-reaching forgiveness. Let's talk about this. For me personally, learning to extend grace towards others and forgive unconditionally has been one of the most important lessons that I've learned. And it's not only Larry speaking here, it's April speaking to you as well. Likewise, I need to be forgiving to others. Indeed, God is still teaching me this lesson. I often fall short in my relationships and responsibilities with my family or coworkers. I then must humbly come and ask for their forgiveness. And in turn, I have to forgive my spouse, my children, my staff when they fail. In the role of a leader, I have endured some very difficult experiences that could have led to a holding a grudge or developing a root of bitterness. These truths, giving grace to others and not harboring a root of bitterness, have preserved and protected me. The choice is clear and extremely serious. Determine not to fall short of the grace of God. Remember that Christ forgave you far beyond what you deserve and forgive others in the same way. Give up that grudge or bitterness. Forgive that family member, that friend, that associate at work, or that other person with whom you have a problem. The stakes are high. If you fail to grow strong in grace and are unable to forgive, you're charting a path to pain and heartbreak, not for the other person, but for yourself. Let me say that one more time. The stakes are high. For if you fail to grow strong in grace and are unable to forgive, you are charting a path to pain and heartbreak, not for the other person, but for yourself. Extending grace to others, you guys. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I just pray right now that each and every one of our listeners would just know your grace, and that they would be able to extend that grace no matter how hard it is, no matter how much they've been wronged or hurt, Lord. Lord, I just pray that they can take your example and extend that to others. That something that has been said here this morning would take root. Not bitterness, Lord, but grace would take root right now. I pray this in your precious and holy name. Amen. Guys, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we would love to hear from you. We want to be able to come alongside you and lift you up. And we also want to be able to celebrate with you as well. So you can call 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Or you can also email to prayer@yeshome.com. That's prayer@yeshome.com. It is the Prayer Closet. Hi, I'm April in for Tommy this morning. And if you guys have a prayer request or a praise report, 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email into prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. And we do have a praise report that squeaked in. And this is from one of our longtime listeners. It says, I have a praise report for my friend who is recovering from her car accident from over 1 year ago and from a final surgery in January. She went to see her doctor on Monday, and this is what the report said. Full weight bearing on her leg with her foot in a boot next week. She goes back in 2 months for more x-rays, but the x-ray on Monday looked promising. There was an intern in the room with a doctor, and the doctor was talking to him about the injury and the infection. And the doctor told the intern that more than 95% of the time, other doctors would have amputated her leg. God is so good to have sent her to that particular doctor, because otherwise she would have lost her leg. Praise the Lord. Wow. When I read that, I was like, wow, dude, that is so cool. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer on that. Jesus, we thank you. You are a God who is our healer, and we thank you so much for the healing. And even though it's been a long process, that she was able to keep her leg, Lord, and that she's going to be able to be restored and be able to walk on that, and that it's taken baby steps, but nonetheless, she is stepping, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for just your provision over this whole situation, Lord. Lord, we just pray right now for this individual, that you continue to give her peace, to give her strength as she's going through this journey. We thank you for her friend who emailed in, and we just thank you that she has such an awesome group of support surrounding her. We just pray that that continues for her, Lord. And we thank you and we celebrate, Lord, in your name. Amen. This is the Prayer Closet on Yes FM. Once again, if you do have a praise report or a prayer request, you can get those in at 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Also, you can email in at prayer@yeshome.com. That's prayer@yeshome.com. And we do understand that there are circumstances. Sometimes you can't get to a computer or to a phone during the Prayer Closet. Guys, know that we pray for you constantly. Doesn't matter when you get those prayer requests in, those praise reports in. Know that we prayed for you and we're celebrating with you round the clock. So if you can't get to it until later, that's okay. Get it in, and we'll definitely get that on the air next Monday, but definitely behind the scenes staff standing with you guys. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Also, prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. Hey, thanks for joining us. We continue to pray for you. We love you guys, and we just pray that you continue to be encouraged with YesFM.